What is good, everyone? This is the G-Man Daily Podcast, and today we have a ton to talk about because, as we obviously know, the Giants were very, very active these past couple of days. And we're going to start from not the latest, we're going to start from the very beginning, and we're going to start with Leonard Williams getting his contract. We don't have to go too much in detail about it, but as we obviously know, Leonard got his extension, 3 years, $63 million. He had a $22.5 million signing bonus, $45 million guaranteed, a lot of money we're talking here, but it was much needed. It was much needed. We needed Williams back. Gettleman would have not looked very well in front of a lot of people's eyes if Williams were to walk, so it's good we got him back, and obviously the casualty to it is Tomlinson going to Minnesota. Which is a guy I'm obviously going to really like. I had a high grade on him. I remember on our offseason grades. I love Dalvin, man. It's tough, but it's a sacrifice. And that sacrifice led to a guy that we got 2 days ago now. So, so Leonard Williams, Yahoo Sports gave that a B-plus signing for the Giants. I think that was actually an A for me because if he were to walk, that like we would have been back to 2 years ago, back to 3 years ago when we had no one on the defensive line. So we needed Leonard. We still have BJ Hill, Sexy Dexy, as we all know. We added, obviously, some pieces like, I'm going to get this name wrong. I already know it. But Afedi Odemjinbo. I'm just going to call him Afedi. But I actually saw some of his tape. I went right when we signed him because when we did sign him, it was around the time we weren't making any moves whatsoever. So I was like, all right, let me look into this Afedi guy. He got a C-plus grade from Yahoo Sports. But I like the signing a lot. You know, he's 6'3", 260 pounds, still relatively young. He's like 25, 26, if I could remember correctly. He's played his last 3.5 seasons there with the Vikings. Last two seasons, he was experiencing a lot of double teams because especially the Vikings really had no one on the line because of injuries. So, you know, it was because he was drawing a lot of attention early on in his first, towards the end of his first year. He actually was pretty productive. I think he had 28 QB hits and 10 sacks. So he was pretty productive. And he looks like a guy you could definitely bet on. He's one of those guys with chips on his shoulder. I like the signing a lot. I think he could actually work well, especially because we have one of the best defensive coordinators in the league in Patrick Graham. So I think Graham has a vision in mind for Afedi, and I like the signing. They give him a C+. I'd give that signing a B-. Then we got Mike Glennon, who's going to be our backup quarterback for Daniel Jones, potentially. I guess I like the signing. A guy I really liked was Jacoby Brissett, but I guess that would have been a little too much out of our price range. But yeah, Mike Lennon's not horrible. I think he was actually making the Jags competitive at one point last season, and then they actually had to bench him because they wanted Trevor Lawrence. It was a tank for Trevor. So I guess he is pretty productive now. I know he's been in the league for a while. He's 6'7". I know him for the long neck video from the Raiders, but I don't know too much about Mike Glennon. But he's been around. He's a journeyman. But yeah, he's going to be backing up Daniel Jones for now. His deal is actually undisclosed right now. So we don't have the details about his contract. But he's 34 years old. McCoy, I don't know what's going to happen with Colt McCoy, to be honest. He might be back. We don't know. I could see McCoy being back, to be honest. But we'll see. We'll see. Moving on, Kyle Rudolph. I love this signing. I really did. I didn't think we were going to have to pay that much for Kyle Rudolph. But at the end of the day, this is a great signing, great addition for the offense. Actually, the most underrated addition so far, I think, for the offense is Kyle Rudolph because he is literally a safety blanket for Daniel Jones in the short field. Because Galladay is going to be the long field safety blanket. But Kyle Rudolph is awesome. His production has gone down, but that's just because Minnesota's wanted to convert him. I don't know why I just stumbled there. But wanted to convert him to a blocking tight end on his last couple of seasons. And I guess he was really frustrated with it. That's what I was reading, and that's why he left this year. He's 31, so yeah, he's in the tail end of his career, but he is still very productive. I think he's only had one drop in the last 3 years. So the guy is going to be perfect for Daniel Jones, especially because we have Butterfinger Ingrams on the other side. But that's neither here or there. You know, you have two completely different tight ends in Ingram and Rudolph. I think that's actually kind of cool. I think that messes with defensive schemes. So I like the signing, actually. And it definitely looks like a Jason Garrett type signing. Well, I know he didn't sign the guy, but it was definitely him pushing for Rudolph. And I do like the signing. So yeah, 2 years, $14 million. Not too bad, not too bad. But yeah, he got a B grade from Yahoo. Oh, I didn't say the grade for Mike Glennon. They gave the Mike Glennon grade actually a B minus. So I guess they did like the move. So I guess I should like, no, I'm not going to go with what Yahoo says. But moving on, we're going to Reggie Ragland. And I love this signing, actually. I actually put a video. It was a short clip of him going against the Patriots, I believe, when he was on the Chiefs, of just him murdering a running back. Yeah, Reggie, his terms and contract is undisclosed as of right now, but he's going to be alongside Blake Martinez, and he is a pretty thick linebacker. He's 6'2", 252 pounds. He's been in the league for a little bit. He's from Alabama. I remember him in Alabama, actually. And he was a dog then. So I always thought he was going to be better coming into the league. But he's still pretty good. He's a good depth guy to have. And he could start. And he's going to have a shot here with the Giants. And like I said, I'm very confident in Patrick Graham. So wherever he wants to put these guys, I'm going to be just fine with it. Because I know he knows what he's doing. They actually gave this signing an A-, so I guess they like this signing as well. Played last season with the Lions, but before that, yes, he was with the Chiefs. I'm hearing it's a veteran salary benefit, so it's not a lot of money, basically. It's not a lot of money, so it's a great signing by Gettleman, and just great job. Great job. Moving on, we're going to go to John Ross. John Ross. I love this signing, actually. I didn't think we were going to get John Ross. I actually forgot about John Ross, but I do remember in the middle of the season, there was like talks of us trading for a John Ross. And I didn't think that would make sense, knowing he would be a potential free agent this offseason. But yeah, I completely forgot. I don't know how. But yeah, John Ross, definitely a great addition. 1 year, $2.5 million. Not too much of a salary cap hit. He's a guy that, another one of these guys, has a chip on their shoulder. Had a lot of potential coming out because of his speed, obviously. He ran a 4.22 at the 40. Just never panned out at Cincy. Just never panned out. Couple injury problems. Couldn't really stay healthy that much. But he looks ready to go. He looks like he's happy to be a Giant. I'm happy he's here because Giants were, I think, second or third or last year and utilizing the motion. So a guy like John Ross, obviously we still have Evan Ingram. You could use the motion all the time and confuse defenses. So I really love the signing. I think this is a signing to open up the playbook for Jason Garrett. So I like the signing. This actually might be a Joe Judge signing. So I really like it. That got a grade A signing. Grade A. It's actually pretty good. Colin Gillespie, I actually don't like this signing because I went to his Twitter after I found out we signed him just to check the guy out, and there's a weird video of him just like, it's just like him like saying like, it's Earth Day, my dude. It was just really cringy, so I don't like this signing, and we're not going to talk too much about it. So moving on, we're going to Devontae Booker. I hated this signing. Especially because the money. It's not so much getting him. It's really just because the money. 2 years, $5.5 million. Just didn't make really too much sense when you see a guy like Philip Lindsay get paid one year, $5 million for a prove-it year. I forget where he landed. It's not coming to me right now. But anyways, that's what Philip Lindsay got paid. So knowing we could have got a guy like that, a backup Saquon, or just anyone better than Devontae Booker for 2 years, $4.5 million. It's upsetting. We could have got Gallman back. I don't know. I didn't like this. I didn't like the signing whatsoever. He's done nothing really productive. He's at the tail end of his career. Supposedly they got him because he can catch a sweep. Makes no sense. Whatever. I didn't really like this signing. That's why he got a C- signing, and I'd give it an F signing. Do not like this signing whatsoever. No one probably really cares, but Austin Johnson, defensive tackle. I actually do care. I think Austin Johnson is a good guy to have on your team. He's experienced. He's a vet. He's a big guy in the middle. He creates type havoc down there. I saw him having a few plays this offseason. Actually had a really good game against Cincinnati. Get into the quarterback and whatnot. So, yeah, he signed for a one-year, $3 million contract extension with the Giants. So he's going to be here for another year. 6'4", 315 pounds. So, yeah, we had to sign him because we lost Dalv, so we still needed depth. And I guess Gettleman is not really planning on drafting too many defensive linemen this year in the draft, especially because we have minimal picks. I think we only have like 6 picks this year, 7 picks. I think it's a pretty good signing for us. It got a D grade. I think that's a little too harsh, to be honest. It's not that bad. Moving on here, let's see. I don't want to forget any other, you know, minor signings that we had, because it just makes me seem like I'm not paying attention, which I am. All right. Well, if there are, you guys could just let me know on my Twitter. So moving on to the big signing is my man Kenny Golladay. And we all know the hashtags that was going viral. Giant fans are literally the best, man. That was so fun. Oh, everyone having that profile pic on their Twitter. That was actually hilarious. But yeah, we got Kenny Golladay, wide receiver one, the best wide receiver on the market, considering the other really good ones got tagged and whatnot. But Kenny Golladay, 4 years, $72 million, could be $76 million, the max hit. Huge signing for the Giants. We could talk a little bit about his contract. He's going to be making $18 million per year. It's about $11 million signing. No, his signing bonus is actually $17 million. Wow. But his cap hit is going to be around almost $5 million this year. So, yeah, so we have room to get a potential guy that I'm going to talk about after talking about Kenny Golladay. But, yeah, I love this move because we really did just need a wide receiver one, and obviously to complete the O-line, but to help Daniel Jones grow. We just needed someone to help Daniel Jones grow, and I think that's going to be the perfect guy. He's a huge safety blanket. He catches almost everything. Strong hands. A lot of people like to talk negative about his release and whatnot. Look, that Kenny Golladay is a stud. He's a stud. He's going to get open. Do not worry about it, and he's going to catch it. Daniel Jones is going to have a great time, I think. I think he's going to develop quickly with Kenny Golladay. I think there's going to be great chemistry. Kenny even said it himself. He said part of the big reason he came here was because of Daniel Jones. So I love it. I love the signing. I think this benefits Darius Slayton almost the most because he's now going to be going against cornerback twos, cornerback threes. So he's going to get to expose a little bit. Sterling Shepard will benefit. Everyone will benefit on the offense, receiving-wise, because of Kenny Golladay. So that's the main reason why I love the signing in general. He's just a star. He's a stud. He's a pro baller, obviously. Yes, he's very expensive, but that's the cost. I didn't think we would end up paying $18 million a year. I was hoping for the 14 to 16 range. But, yeah, he got that 18. He wanted 19 or more coming into the offseason. So, I mean, I guess it was a pretty good deal. We'll see in the long run. That's just, if he could stay healthy, it should be a good deal, to be honest. And we're hoping he could stay healthy. Obviously, they checked his hip. And that's why he was there for so long. They had a 3-day sleepover. It was fun, though. It was fun. And now we're doing the same thing for a guy I'm going to talk about now. And that's Adoree Jackson. Let me look at my phone here because I don't want to miss anything that we signed. Okay. Nope, Adoree Jackson is still not a Giant. Okay, so yes, we are in talks with Adoree Jackson as of right now. And I'm making sure that we did not sign Adoree. Okay, so yeah, we did not sign Adoree, and he's scheduled to meet Philly tonight, and that to carry on to the next day because Philly's always trying to copy us. But yeah, so hopefully he does not even leave the area, because he gets a deal. There's reports him wanting an $8 million to $10 million range. type contract. I don't know how that's going to work. I just hope we get it done. I know the Giants prefer to get him on a multi-year contract just because it benefits the cap hit. But I don't know. There's been no reports about what him and the Giants are discussing contract length wise, so I wouldn't know. But I do really love Adoree Jackson. I thought he was great coming out. I thought that was a great pick by the Tennessee Titans that year. Obviously, had a down year last year, but also Adoree Jackson is a great zone coverage guy, and we run a lot of cover three. So he would just fit right in. And Tennessee was using him a lot in man press coverage and blitz scheme. So I think he was just not in his ideal situation last year. So I think it would just benefit here. He has a guy in James Bradbury to rely on. You got Logan Ryan, Jabril Peppers, Xavier McKinney behind you. It's just, he would benefit so much playing for the Giants. This secondary would be elite out the gate. They would be elite. And yeah, it'd just be a great signing. And obviously, if we don't sign him, he's more likely going to go to Philly. So it would just be bitter, and we wouldn't want that in general. So we're just hoping we can get Adoree Jackson. That's all we have for now, since the Giants have not made any signings. I will be on later this week, and I actually might record tomorrow, because I do want to make another pod talking about all these potential draft prospects the Giants could pursue. I think I might go rounds 1 to 3. I don't know if I'll do all the rounds, just because that's a lot of scouting. But if 1 to 3, I'm pretty solid in right now. So I'm working my way right now to 4 to 7. So we'll see. But I think this one will be 1 to 3. I just want to talk about potential draft prospects for the Giants. Giants Twitter has been extremely fun as of late. I mean, it's always pretty fun. There's always it's actually sometimes toxic that you can't even go on. But for the most part, it's actually been pretty funny. And I've enjoyed myself. There's been so many. The time Juju wasn't signed, it was hilarious. But anyway, we're going to be talking way more now that I practically don't work on weekdays anymore. So I have all this time to myself. So, yeah, guys, if you want to follow my Twitter to stay updated, or just because you just want to, it's Daily G-Man. That's it. Capital D, capital G. And yeah, you can just find me there if you guys want to hear something else. If you guys want to talk about something else Giants related, just DM me or just at me there on Twitter. I'll get back to you right away. And thank you for talking to me today. See ya. What is good, everyone? Just wanted to make a quick announcement. Not a really a major announcement, but it's an announcement nonetheless. The YouTube has been officially made. And that will be called the G-Man Daily. So you guys can go follow that if you want to, or you could just wait till I upload the very first video. I want to do a lot of different things on the YouTube. It's been a long awaited a little bit, just because I always said if I were to make the YouTube channel, I'd want like good quality, you know. It's not for me, it's, you know, for you guys. I want you guys to like, you know, listen. I just want good quality on the things I do. So, you know, I have a few things coming through the mail, green screen being one. Whenever that'll come, which is supposed to come within a week or two, I'll be getting started. I have a few things listed down on what I want to do on the channel. Definitely want to record the podcast live and then upload it on there. I thought that'd be kind of cool. And then just doing a whole bunch of different Giants content on there. I think it'll be fun, especially through the summer with a lot of time on my hands. But yeah, you never know. Giants could be on Hard Knocks or something this summer. Then I'd have to buy an HBO Max deal contract or whatever it's called. I mean, I would if Giants were on Hard Knocks, but, I doubt it because you know how John Mara is. But nonetheless, go follow the YouTube if you can. It's called the G-Men Daily. You already know the Twitter is just Daily G-Men, just came out that way. But yeah, I tweet actively all day, every day on the Twitter. So I bet you guys are also. But anyway, thank you guys for everything. You guys are awesome. This has been your host, Jay. I'm out. Peace.